What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
We are kings, we are gods, but how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're gonna save some lives in this lifetime. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in the streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping.
Cause we're speaking freedom, giving you the answers to be free.
We use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Work call, yeah, man. Gotta go in here and dance, bro. I don't get that.
It's beginning to look a lot like wood. Follow my every step. Take notes on how I prep. I'm about to go in depth. This is the way I creep my season. Here's my guess a rep.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Hi, I'm Casey. Dr. Casey, to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better. And for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all.
I am ready. I'm ready. Promotion. I'm ready. Promotion. I'm ready to get back in here and record some more books. I have got some more lighting. I have been shopping. I got something else upstairs that I have not brought downstairs yet. But I have one of those ring lights that attach to the table. And then I have, I bought this one, which works pretty good. And then I have a small ring light. Let me see if I can find a little thing. I don't see it right here. But, yeah, I'm ready to get back here and here and record some more books. That's what I want to do. Now, I just made a post a minute ago about books. I have my book. I have not tried to sell no copies. I think I sold one copy. That was the only copy that I really tried to sell. I don't be wanting to sell people. I want people to be interested on their own. But here is the starting point of my book collection. Okay. I want to show y'all this because... So... These are books that I own. I read this while I was married. I read this while I was married. Here is one of my Bibles. Here is the Concordance for Bible Education. I have From Faith to Faith. We used to read that all the time. I have not read this. I'm going to see if they got it on audiobook. The Law of the Spirits. I have a lot of good books, but I prefer audiobooks because I rarely be feeling like sitting down to read the book to myself because I be having so much other things going on. It's easier if I... Oh, this was a really good book. I got a notebook of a sermon that I wrote long, long time ago. I'm gonna be honest with you. I probably have not read every single one of these, but I do buy books for learning so that I know what people be into. Some of these books I have not read, or you know what I'm saying, I just find interest in and I think they're good to have. Of course I read this. I've read this. I did not read this, but I need to go see the movie because I recommended they do the movie or I talked about this book a long time ago and I still never I think this is my favorite. This is my favorite. One of my favorite books. This might not be it. It's one of these books. Hold on. I'm going to show you. One of these books got dang on is held together by a rubber band. Or I put something on it to hold it together. Let me find it. It's like my the book that I read when I first. This is it. Nope, that's not it. So I got two of these purpose driven books. I probably should give one away. and then these are this is not a school book, but these are my school books. The principle of, I think that's an economics book.
economics. Let me see what this is. Yeah, principal economics. Workbook. I think I might have got that from the VA. this is a school book. This is something I got from the military to help you transition. International business. All of my school work. I got some other little stuff too. Yay. All of my school work. All of my school books. School work. I do have copies of all of my old school work though. Here it is. This book. Look. If you are prophetic. I need to put another thing around here. If you are prophetic, if you know somebody that is prophetic, or if you have any inkling of a call of prophecy, I really recommend you get this book, especially if you struggle with accepting the gift, if you struggle with how the gift of prophecy has been kind of taken over by psychics or the term psychic, this book really, really, oh my God, because I have so many dreams, because I feel so much, this book really, really, really freed me to accept the gift that God had given me. I want to show you a different book. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Miss Doreen, the spiritual, I can't even think of her last name because I'm mad at her. I'm just playing. I'm not mad at her. That woman's a grown woman. If she found God and she felt like God led her away from her spiritual calling to help people navigate. Hold on, let you look at the flow. If God led her to Jesus and to neglect and negate the people that she had helped learning spirituality, then that's between her and God. That has nothing to do with me. Doreen. Oh. Virtue. Is that her name? Yep, that's her name. Okay, I'm going to show you another book that was that I really enjoyed, that really helped me out. This is one of my favorite. This is my other favorite book. Hold on. Let me see. This book, oh my goodness. This book is good for people who struggle with the elements of spirituality. And I say that because in this book, it talks about how when you stifle your gift, it births other things. Like it talked about how some people, if they have a gift of speaking and they're supposed to speak into other people's lives, it can make them gain weight because they are compressing or stifling or like holding up the spirit of God. And then it's like a congestion, you know, like if your nose start running, if you don't clear it out, if you don't take something so that it can be clear, then it get congested. And then now you can't breathe. And you know what I'm saying? Now your head hurt. And one time of not blowing your nose can give you a massive sinus headache, or one time of not tending to your emotional needs can make you get sick physically. So this book, I'm getting chills just talking about it. This book, I love this book. I wish that Miss Doreen would learn the balance of spirituality. I pray that she is enlightened to what makes her so essential to God's kingdom, as far as knowing a whole lot about the spiritual world outside of religion, and how much that can help
help religious people grow and help the religious leaders understand their gifts. Because a lot of times these spiritual leaders, again, I think I said this in another video, a lot of spiritual leaders are literally just doing what somebody told them that they were supposed to do. They have not sought God to see how they're supposed to use their gift. They have not sought God to see what God wants to do with them personally. They just think that, okay, I'm saved. I got a word. I'm going to start a church, or I'm going to go and be a part of this church. And I believe that there is a lot of people that God is calling outside of the church. And this, what we see now with COVID and church not being as essential the way it was before, I'm not talking about what the government says is essential, because church, the building, is not essential. The ministry of Christ is what's essential. And if you begin to bridge the gap between spirituality and religion, and you begin to teach spiritual leaders how to master the gift that God placed in them instead of trying to fill the shoes of the gift that God placed in somebody else, then you would liberate so many more people. So, Ms. Doreen, if by chance the Lord allows you to hear this, I believe that your calling is versatile. I believe that you have a spiritual understanding that the church needs. I don't believe that God would want you to just totally wipe away all of this work that you've done. It's stuff about the spiritual world that you understand that pastors, leaders, and spiritual teachers do not get yet. And you are a part of the key to opening up their minds to the truth about spirituality. Religion is not spirituality, Ms. Doreen. And I'm not saying that you got to start... Listen, let me say this, because I was going to say, I'm not saying that you got to go back into doing a tarot and all of that stuff, but this is what I was going to say next. If you are denouncing all of those things, have you stopped profiting from those things? Because you can't say that you're turning away from that world and then still allow the profits, the financial profits of all of the I'm just gonna go all of these spiritual books. If you are, see, but people need to know the things that God has exposed you to. God did not make you for you to become like everybody else. Like, it is a great need for you in the world, lady. Don't play. Don't let them change you or make you feel like you're wrong. And I'm not saying, because you're not, you don't even have books that's about, you know, dark spiritual things. Yeah, people may not think about fairies or whatever, but the thing, oh, you do got a new book. But if you turning your back on the work that God placed within you before you decided to join religion, then this book should be the only book up here. I shouldn't be able to purchase no other book. None. But I believe that you are called to do something a little bit more. I believe, like, books like this, this is essential. People need to know about your experience with angels here on earth and what God has revealed to you in the spiritual realm. Do not forsake the gift that God gave you, Ms. Doreen. I promise you, your spiritual understanding is necessary. Just as God sent Jesus as an angel to walk on earth, people need to know how to understand the world of spirituality beyond religion. I did not start this to go in like that. I'm putting in my dang on retainer. I'm gonna wait for this computer to get back going so I can shut it down, because I didn't really want to restart it and do the update. I would have preferred to do the update and turn it off. But anyways, so yeah, I am literally get that up. I am literally ready to record. I did already, I know I've said this, I got one book ready to be recorded. It is a relationship book. Now, I would really want to record a relationship book with my future husband. I think that we should probably end up doing a family type of book also. But he's not here, so we're not there. But when the time comes, everything that God has planned will manifest, and it'll be like it came out of thin air. So, yes, I'm ready to get back in the studio. Hey, do the books and do my show. Hey, yes, you know. I'm ready to get back in the studio. Okay, so what I will say, this is not my total book collection. I have at least, I can't look at it right now because I'm on my iPhone, and my iPod, my book iPod is upstairs, but I have read at least, I want to say 80 books since 2017. Might have been since I was reading books before 2017, but I got this iPod in 2017, so it updated as though some of them books was read more recently. But I've been reading, listening to audiobooks, and I've probably listened to probably about 100 audiobooks, give or take, or whatever. Oh, I know what I was going to show you, because one of my girls was talking about, I got to put you down for a second, was talking about her Bible. Is this my Bible? Is this my old Bible? Because I got two. No, this ain't the one that I thought it was. I got one. This is the new of my Bibles. I got another Bible. That mug so tore up. Let me see if I can find it. Is it in here? Is it in here? It might not be in here. It probably ain't. Because it was so tore up. I know I didn't throw it away, though. It's somewhere. All right, here it goes. No, it's in here. This is the Bible that I have, that I use the most. And I'll leave that there. That'll be the last thing that I probably will let load.
I decided long ago, and never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I live what I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because the greatest love of all inside of me is sexual challenge.
Thank you for joining Speaking Freedom as we continue to assist you with your daily growth and intuitive wisdom. Loving is a lifestyle, and we love to love. Inspiration is how we fuel faith. Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your life enhancement coaching specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.